morning, everyone. Today I want to talk about unbiased genetic data analysis for genetic model evaluation and applications. My presentation will cover introduction, and then we'll talk about two types of model, genetic model with replication sometimes, and the genetic model without replication sometimes, and then go to conclusion. For quantitative genetic studies, there are two very basic goals. First is one to detect the genetic variant components, which relate to genetic diversity and heritability, or sometimes the selection index. Another point is one to identify individual genotypes or individual combiners or specific combiners, hybrids, mean, or identify different gene or mark alleles, which can be used for crop improvement. For quantitative genetic study, most time we use an ANOVA approach for data analysis. However, this approach requires band data which need equal number of the genotypes or equal replication and so on. However, there's a lot of factors which can cause unbound data. First is if you look at the genetic mating design, if you use a 5 by 5, so you get 25 hybrids. However, if you use a 10 by 10, so you need to make 100 cross, but it's sometimes easy to miss some crosses due to the flowering difference. Another is the seed supply. You may not get enough F1 seed, so cannot repeat it in different environments. And third one could be natural damage, for example, flooding and too much rain, whatever. For unbiased data analysis, there's one method called the mixed linear model approach. Some probably are familiar with this approach. This approach are more flexible for different data structures, can be used the irregular mating design, missing data set, or unequal data set. Another advantage of this method is for a complex genetic model. There are three, the mixed linear model approach. First is the maximum likelihood, and second is the restricted maximum likelihood called RAML, and the third is the mean Q methods. The first two methods actually need a data normal distributed and need computation, need some iterations. So it costs a little more time for computing. The third one is the mean Q methods, which doesn't require normal distribution, being normal distributed, and doesn't require iteration. So it's a little fast. All these three methods, we cannot use the hand or using the Excel to calculate the genetic information. There are a couple of methods, software can be used for mixed linear model approach. However, for genetic study, most genetic data structures are very unique, and they are considered a pedigree. So normally don't have much software can be directly used for this type of data analysis. So in past years, we developed a gene model, which is a MinQ method-based approach, and is suitable for different important genetic models. And also, this program has a dual function. First is a model evaluation, and the second is actual data analysis. So now I want to talk about why we do need model evaluations. We will see a lot of genetic models developed and proposed. You know, any genetic model proposed is based on biological mean and the appropriate data set. If we start a program and want to consider a specific genetic model, so we need to determine which appropriate data structure is needed. And second is, if you give a data structure, for example, someone have collected your data and you want to data analysis, so you want to decide which model can be used. So that's why we need a genetic model evaluation. We have evaluated a number of the models. Now first we want to genetic model with replication, and these are three models, exam model. First is the active dominant model, and second is the active dominant by API interaction model, which is a extended AD model, and third is the console model. For the AD model, active are equivalent to the general combinability, and the dominant effect is equivalent to the specific combinability. With this model, we have evaluated some data structure for the for these three models. First is parent F1. You can use the parent F1 or parent F2, or 1 year get a F1, the second year get F2. Or you can be used the unbalanced replication, unbalanced entry number. For example, first replication you get a 45, second replication you get a 40 or 38, so be okay. And then for the ADA model, which normally is requires the parents F1, F2 populations. However, we also do some simulation for unbalanced data structure. For example, the first year you get a parents F2, but you don't have F3. Then you go to the second year, you get a remain seed, and also you get a self in F2, so you get a parents F2 and F3, and you can use this type of data for ADA model analysis. Another is the console model, which is the console substitution lines and the reciprocal line cross to several input lines. So what are we trying to do is to detect the console specific console line in not in console substitution line, but also in the line cross with these two lines. And that structure can use can be parents F1 or parents F2. There are some a lot of applications with this generic model. First, various data structures. You can look at the data structure. Some get a F1, some year get a F2, and some year get a F1, F2, and some year get a F2 and F3 plus parents. And they use a various crop system. Also use the in some specific materials, for example, is derived denatural lines and console substitution lines, which also detect a console effect with help of the comparative analysis. Another point, generic model without replication. Sometimes when we get a seed limited, for example, F1 seed, or sometimes get a seed testing very expensive. In Cardin, one sample seed to detect the seed trace is $50. So if you get a 1,000 samples, so it's need a lot of money to do that. So with this case, we also consider the generic model without replication, but also we want to detect the GBI interaction effect. So we evaluate this type of generic model, and we take two examples. Now, the ADC model, sometimes cytoplasm has some single copy of genes, and some traits, like C traits, may be controlled by these genes. So we evaluate their structure, parents F2 and parents F3. And this paper published in TAG, and also applied to Cardin seed percentage traits and the index traits. Another is the AD model. This study was motivated with a large F2 spring wheat population, and so only with a few parents available. And this data set grow in two locations without replication, but only with the two common checks. And some population not available in second location due to seed supply. So this is a field layout with two locations. And this dark block is for the check for both locations. So in this one, it's with so many lines, so many entries in the field. So we may not only consider the active effect, dominant effect, but also we need to consider the field variation. So we consider field variation in our model. And this is the model. If we take this is the low effect and the column effect. If we take these two effects out, so this is typically the AD model. So with this AD model, we put three settings. The first one is this one is the full model. We said everyone get an effect. And second one, this one is without a field variation, so it's a typical AD model. And this one is only considered the residual, no any effect. We have tested testing power, type 1 error rate, and the bias. Those is typical for running simulation. So if you look at this graphic, only this one get a bias get close to 1. But the most is very close, very small. So that means with this mixed linear model approach, all van components can be estimated with minor and very, very low bias. Now applied with this model applied in F2 spring wheat for yield analysis and plant height analysis. If you look at this graph, this is a variance for the low effect, and this is for column effect, and this is the variance for active effect, this is for dominant effect, and then the G-by interaction for active effect and dominant effect, and this is residual. So look at here, it's genetic effect play more important role than as effect. But look at compare the field variation. Column effect is larger than, for yield, larger than plant height. So with the mixed linear model approach, we did detect the field variation. So now I want to go to the conclusion. Unbound data, genetic data structure are very common. And a mixed linear model approach can provide a more way to unbound data analysis even without a replication. And our future direction can be including the more type of the crosses system and can be add more genetic models and also can consider some add mark in these genetic models. So I will stop here and I won't take any question you have. Thank you.